I'm Adrian Atkinson with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, July 7. Coming up, government outlines strategies to tackle crime, Jamaica to strengthen bilateral relations with Trinidad and Tobago, and improvements coming for Mandela Highway. The details after the break.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside here, sir?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memorize yourself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Festival Song Grand Finals. Come see the top 10 finalists in action as they turn up the festival season. Plus, special guest performances. Saturday, July 9, Randy Williams Entertainment Center, 8 p.m. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, $500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and JCDC online. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TES, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Jam Coffee, Lifespan, Spring Water, Happy Ice, Jams, KSAC, CVM, Irie FM, Zip 103, Fire 105, Mellow FM, Cool FM, and RJR 94 FM.
So everybody make it time the line celebration.
All the news. The government has announced several measures to reduce crime. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is targeting a 60% clear-up rate for murders this year. Minister Montague says there will be an increase in the mandatory minimum sentences for gun crimes, trafficking, and possession of illegal firearms. The increase will be based on the type of weapon involved.
We will seek to have all gun murders classified as capital murder. We will seek this year by better application of the plea bargaining law to reduce or eliminate the penalty if credible information is given in order to retrieve a gun or disrupt the trade.
In the meantime, the National Security Minister says the government will increase police presence in sections of Jamaica that are plagued with crime, especially in western parts of the island. Additionally, the government will expand agencies such as the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, and establish mobile reserve units in western Jamaica.
We will be expanding MOCA West. A mobile reserve West will be established. Additional training space will be created in western Jamaica. A Coast Guard base will be established in Montego Bay. The amount of officers in western Jamaica will be significantly increased.
Minister Robert Montague was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. Jamaica is negotiating a joint commission agreement with Trinidad and Tobago with the objective of developing a mutually beneficial cooperation program. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Andrew Holness as he addressed the 37th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, in Georgetown, Guyana, Tuesday. Prime Minister Holness says strengthening bilateral relations is an important element of the regional relationship and is something that members of CARICOM should give more attention. He further notes that Jamaicans have been expressing concerns about increased denial of entry to other jurisdictions and questioning the treatment at ports of entry. These concerns, the Prime Minister says, must be urgently addressed in a meaningful way, lest the economic sense of CARICOM becomes increasingly questioned. Prime Minister Holness adds that Trinidad and Jamaica have held bilateral discussions on the matter, noting that both governments are encouraged by the level of understanding and responsiveness to various concerns. And the Mandela Highway is to benefit from upgrading works this year. Junior Minister with responsibility for works in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Errol Warmington, says work will begin this year to, among other things, transform the highway from a 4 to 6 lane thoroughfare between 6 miles and the on and off ramps of Highway 2000. Additionally, the short section of Spanish Town Road and along Washington Boulevard between Duhaney Drive and 6 miles will be overlaid.
We have budgeted $64 million to be spent on this project. This year, we intend to have the bridge structure over the Fresh River and the box cover at Duhaney Park completed as part of the work.
Mr. Warmington was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debates in the House of Representatives Wednesday. That was JIS News. I'm Adrian Atkinson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.